This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Tuesday morning, MP on the mic. What's up, Richmond? Michael Phillips here, sitting with you live and local for the next 2 hours from Odyssey Richmond headquarters. Lots of fun today. We'll give out more tickets to Nitro Cross at Richmond Raceway. It's not motocross. It's not supercross. It's Nitro Cross, the evolution of motorized things flying in the air. It's at Richmond Raceway. September 7th and 8th, we'll give away a pair of tickets. Later in today's program, we'll spend some time talking to Trey Wilson. He's the voice of the Richmond Flying Squirrels. Homestand this week, 6 chances to catch the Flying Squirrels starting tonight. And if you are not at the ballpark, you can listen right here, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, live worldwide on the free Odyssey app. I want to talk a lot of football today, both Commanders football, as we get you ready for training camp, which is now right around the corner. We're ticking away. We are 22 days away. I'm sorry. We're 21 days away from being out at Commanders training camp. I get my lines mixed up here. We'll be live from Ashburn. Looking forward to being out there, sharing some interviews with you, doing all that, hanging out with the DC crew. I have a bone to pick with the Junkies, who are on before us 6 to 10, and devoted an entire segment this morning to not knowing who Shaboozy is, which is fine. You don't have to know who Shaboozy is. We missed that segment by like 3 months, though. That song was red hot this spring, and I haven't heard a thing about it since. I walk in this morning, they're talking about it on WRV. I guess it hit number one. Red hot song. We missed this by a minute or two. This is, sometimes you know in the moment, one hit wonder. This is a one hit wonder guy song. Say, we got it? Yeah. This is a song.
It is.
The bar song. A bar song.
Do you know it?
Yeah. Huh? Yeah.
And then segment is over.
It's him and his guy Jack Daniels. They've got a history. Pour another one at the bar. It's fine. It's people, the bachelorette party's singing at the bar, gives them something to do. I'm not against it. But that, it feels like its moment has passed. Like that's going to be the Macarena in 10 years. You're like, "Oh yeah, that had a spring
once." We're still doing the Macarena. Oh.
Right, it'll play forever, but it'll be tethered to this moment in time. Getting a lot of run this morning, though, on the Odyssey family of networks. I was down there with Karen Michaels, filling in for John Reed this week. She had me on graciously to talk about the Richmonder, my news endeavor that'll launch September 9th, richmonder.org. She still writes for the Richmond Times-Dispatch, and so she was like, let's all keep it clean here. But she doesn't have to worry about that, because I'm not, we have guests on from the Times-Dispatch. I tell people to go to the Times-Dispatch. I think their state house coverage is great. I think their sports coverage is as good as it gets, partially because I built that team, but I like all those guys. There's no beef here. I want them to do well, and I want me to do well. Selfishly, and also for the city. I think a lot of the things we're going to do at the Richmond are things they're not doing. So we're driving in different lanes to a large extent. But Karen and I made peace, talked about all sorts of local media and things of that nature in the Olympics. It's always funny because I'm the sports guy, right? So I'm invited onto these other stations in the Odyssey family. I'm on Mix 98. I'm on 1148. Here's the sports guy. And 51 weeks a year, whatever they throw at me, I'm ready for the pitch, right? You know, hey, you know, tell us about the Dallas Cowboys. Well, I'd love to. You know, how about the Hokies? Oh, yeah. UVA baseball. I'm ready. I'm watching. But then you go on, and like, hey, well, you're the sports guy. Would you come on, talk about the Olympics? Well, sure. I mean, Simone Biles, the swimmer, you know, the one who wins by a lot every time. I don't know. I don't know these people or these things. It's not the wheelhouse. We're not in the wheelhouse with the Olympic. I'll watch. Go America. You know, I'll cheer for the stories. You know, and I'll cheer for the American athletes. And we'll talk about the Avengers today. Our basketball team, which is playing with a chip on its shoulder. It's after four consecutive gold medals. It's about time we showed up angry at this thing. We'll dive into that. AWOD Radio takes over noon to three today. Grant and Danny drive you home before Squirrels baseball. We need to bring back the conspiracy corner today because these Boeing planes keep falling apart. It's not a conspiracy anymore. They're just bad at making planes. I was in Wichita, Kansas last week. Former home of Boeing. I'm just saying, when they made the planes in Wichita, they didn't fall apart. Just saying. Just saying. We need to go out to Wimbledon in a second, but let's do Major League Baseball first here out of the gate, because the Atlanta Braves won in the 11th inning last night. A dramatic game as they are in a feisty series here with the Arizona Diamondbacks, a couple good baseball team. Here's the Braves out west, bottom of the 11th, or top of the 11th.
Swung on and hit out towards center field, caught in center by Thomas. Here comes Riley to the plate, cutoff man fires in the dish, tag is too late, Braves take the lead.
That's the Atlanta Braves, 5-4 out west in Arizona, coming off a series win over the Phillies. Braves picking it up a bit as we head towards the All-Star break in D.C. The best fans in baseball. I use that term very sarcastically. That's what they call themselves, the St. Louis Cardinals fans. Best fans in baseball. Nobody classier than the Cardinals fans. They got the better of the Nationals yesterday in D.C.
And that's hit sharply to left field. Did he get it? High, over the wall, over the bullpen. Big fly, Paul Goldschmidt, his 12th of the year. Leadoff home run here in the fourth, and it's 2-0 Cardinals.
All right, Cardinals got three of the four in D.C. Nats head up to New York. Three-game set against the New York Mets starts tonight, 7:10 p.m. Mets looking to continue their momentum. You know the Mets are good because the traffic man was swinging by for a second. Our guy Brian was swinging by to fill us in on all. He was a little pep in the step this morning. Just saying. But we got to take you to Wimbledon, where Novak Djokovic. Look, he's one of the great tennis players of all time. Part of that great run, Federer, Nadal, Djokovic, who just dueled with each other for so many years. He's the last man standing. He is the elder statesman of tennis. And also, people seem to not like him. His opponent yesterday on prestigious center court at Wimbledon was Holger Rune. And as in the case, if your last name can make a booing sound, fans are going to do it. So they were rooning through the match. They've decided they don't like Djokovic. Joker was not happy with this. Straight sets win, 6-3, 6-4, 6-2. Had a few thoughts after the match.
And to all those people that have chosen to disrespect the player, in this case me, have a good night. Good night, good night. Very good night. Yeah.
I'm hoping that they were just commenting on Rune and that they weren't disrespecting you.
They were. I don't accept it. No. I know they were cheering for Rune, but that's an excuse to also boo. I've been on the tour for more than 20 years, so trust me, I know all the tricks. I know how it works. It's fine. It's okay. I focus on the respectful people that have respect, that pay the ticket to come and watch tonight. and love tennis. And love tennis and appreciate the players and the effort that the players put in here. I played in much more hostile environment, trust me. You guys can't touch me.
What I love about that, a player has been disrespected here, and that player, dramatic pause, is me. We found the culprit. Djokovic back in action tomorrow on center court against Alex de Minaur, or as he will be known tomorrow, Minaur. They're going to have to work for it tomorrow. Fans are going to have to work for it out there at center court. All right, let's do this. Let's give away the Nitro Cross tickets right out of the gate here. Here's what I want you to do. Pick up the phone. If you're going to be around September 7th and 8th, that's a Saturday and Sunday after Labor Day weekend, I want to send you out to Richmond Raceway to watch a Nitro Cross. The name Travis Pastrana. Fire up the Nitro Cross music because this calls for it. Travis Pastrana is part of the X Games, stunt guy. It's the new class of stunt motoring. And we're going to give away two tickets to both days of Nitro Cross action at Richmond Raceway, September 7th and September 8th. So here's what you do. You pick up the phone, call 833-804-0910. So I need you to pick up the phone, call 833-804-0910. We'll give the first caller a pair of tickets to action September 7th and September 8th at Richmond Raceway. It's Nitro Cross, the evolution of motorized machinery driving things. It's going to be fun. We'll be back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, Net 105.1 FM. Not a one-hit wonder, Miley, but that's number one on the list, right, of the hits? Yeah.
Yeah.
Wrecking Ball, probably number two? Yeah.
That was big.
There's a big drop-off, though, after Party in the USA. Rumors, as per entertainment websites, Miley Cyrus is going to do the Super Bowl halftime show next year. Now they've largely gone away from showcasing local talent at the Super Bowl. It's in New Orleans next year. If ever there was a time to bring back showcasing local talent, it would be Super Bowl New Orleans, right? I mean, you can do a pretty good trombone shorties, you know, your ringleader there, but you can put together a pretty good lineup of New Orleans music that I think would be delightful, and you know, we'll change up. I don't think they do that anymore. I think it's bangers only. Miley Cyrus, she makes bangers. That's what she does. She got a deeper catalog than Shaboozy. That's how she got the nod over today's most talked about artist, Shaboozy. Miley Cyrus, potential Super Bowl halftime show. We'll keep you posted, as we say. It's the time of show where we bring in our guy, Marlon. Marlon, what's up?
What's going on? How you doing today?
I feel great. We're in the NFC East. We're going through a football team each day. I love it. Before we get to the Eagles today, the Giants have been in the news because they put out the Hard Knocks offseason with the New York Giants. And I was intrigued. I saw some of the clips from the first one. I think you can only make people in an office talking, but so exciting. But there's a lot of drama around that. They let Saquon Barkley walk to the Eagles, as we'll go over today. But the first show, they were very explicit. It's Daniel Jones's sink or swim year, which, you know, everybody shies away from saying the obvious and putting pressure on the guys. But Brian Daboll, I think, is a good coach with the Giants. And I think when you pay a quarterback that kind of money, it's okay to say he's got to carry the team, and he's got to do his part, and he hasn't done his part recently. This is the sink or swim year. Now, they're a year late on the sink or swim year because they had the high draft pick this year, and in a good quarterback class, and they ended up not taking one. So I don't know if Daniel Jones sinks and doesn't swim. I don't know where you go from here. You're kind of stuck rebuilding, but with a high price roster of guys who are good, I guess. If you're ranking, who do you want to be in the NFC East? Like, which team would you rather be for the next 10 years, I think the Giants are dead last.
Yeah.
You got an expensive quarterback who, by all accounts, is not that good. If he turns out to be good, great. But he could also give you the Ryan Fitzpatrick mirage year, right? Yeah. Like, ooh, it's a contract year. He threw for 4,000 yards. Give him a lot of money. And then it turns out, no, he actually was a dud. He has had a good contract year. Number one, I think you'd want to be the Eagles, who we're talking about today.
Yeah.
Super Bowl contenders each of the last three years. Even last year when the wheels fell off, the wheels fell off and they made the playoffs. That's a good... If that's your debacle season and it ends in the playoffs, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Number two, this would be controversial. I think the Cowboys, though.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
I have to agree with you.
I do. I think there's a lot of talent there, even beyond Dak, and I think that's a team that has proven its bona fides. I'd rather be them than Washington. On the other hand, Washington is really well set up for the future. Young roster, Jaden Daniels, who y'all know I love, new general manager who I love. There are things I don't like. We talk about those things too. Cliff Kingsbury, offensive coordinator, not a fan. Wish they had hired somebody other than Dan Quinn. But these are grievances that I'll get over because the season will be here soon enough. Commanders three. Giants just a solid fourth. But, you know, I agreed with their logic. They're talking about, you know, letting Saquon walk. And they're talking about on the board and say, well, if we pay the quarterback $40 million a year, we don't need to pay the running back $12 million a year because the quarterback should be winning games for us. And I'm kind of on board with that.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me. The Eagles, meanwhile, have Jalen Hurts, built some weapons around him, a good football team and our team of the day. So I'll turn the floor over to you, Marlon, for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah. This is...
we don't miss an opportunity to blow out our listeners' eardrums. Yeah. So you're welcome.
I just gotta let me know so I can take a step back. You know?
I love it.
But yeah, as you said, Jalen Hurts, QB, passed for almost 4,000 yards last year, hitting 3,858 with over 260.
He's good. Game. Yeah, that's my commentary on Jalen Hurts. Yeah. Is he elite? Can he lift it? No, he's really freaking good.
Yeah.
End of discussion.
Like, plain and simple.
Yeah.
When you see these numbers and you see him in game, he's just good.
He's good. If you like the whole
you can rely on.
Which the other game you play, which quarterback would you rather have in the NFC East? With all due respect to Dak, who is good, and with all due respect to Jaden Daniels, who I think will be good. If you don't pick Jalen Hurts in this game, you are crazy. He's the best quarterback in the NFC East.
Oh,
full stop.
Easily.
Yes.
Very well, easily. I mean, not to like completely trash on the Giants and the Cowboys. But
you completely trash on the Giants. That's fine. We're here for that. Daniel Jones is the fourth best quarterback in the NFC East. I'm ready to put Jaden Daniels ahead of him right now.
Already.
I'm just saying Jalen Hurts is the definitive number one best quarterback in the NFC East. Like, whatever you think about Dak, and Dak's good, and whatever you think about Jaden's ceiling, and it's very high, Jalen Hurts dragged a lifeless team to the playoffs on one leg last year.
Right.
He's good.
And then, yeah, I like you said, the wheels fell off towards the end of the end of the season, but it still made the playoff. They still finished, I believe. Yeah, they finished second in the NFC East last year with a record of 11-6.
Yeah, and this pains me. This pains me to say nice things about the Eagles. I just want to be very clear. This show did not build its audience on saying nice things about the people of Philadelphia. This hurts me to do, but it's a good football team.
Yeah. And then speaking of records this season, I think Saints are going to only lose about 5 games and probably finish either first or second in the NFC East. Again, the only people who might finish above them are the Cowboys.
Yeah, Cowboys and Eagles jockeying for that NFC's title this year. Over under 10.5 wins, I assume that means you're hitting the over.
Yeah,
I over. Also am hitting the over on the Eagles. Look, it could, you know, it was a bad end of the year last year. You could have some carryover, you could have some residual, but the talent's undeniably there. They start with a fascinating game in Brazil against the Packers. And
is that
I think
the first time they're going international, like, or that
first
far?
Regular season game in Brazil for the NFL.
Wow.
Friday nighter in Brazil, down in Rio. A lot of interesting things.
Yeah.
They're playing at a stadium where you're not allowed to wear green, and both the teams they picked are green, the Packers and the Eagles.
Interesting.
Yeah, well, we'll have a lot. We'll get there. There will be a lot to say about this as we get closer.
Is Brazil's flag like green and blue?
Yeah, apparently, like the soccer team that plays at the same, their rival is green.
Mm.
So there's like the people don't wear green to the stadium. There's a lot going on. We'll get into. But the Packers, who finished last year so strong, chance for them to stake their claim. The Eagles, I think, probably need to win more than the Packers do.
To
flush last year, put it behind them. The Eagles are, you know, once they get past the early stretch, they've got Saints, Buccaneers, Browns, Giants. That's a good stretch of football right there. They'll get their legs under them quickly. They'll be good. They've got the Commanders on the Thursday night game, November 14th, is the Commanders game. So I like playing better teams on the short week because I think the short week introduces a little more randomness to the game.
Yeah.
So to me, if you're playing the Thursday night game, you want to play against a team that's better than your team because of the randomness the short week introduces.
You like their chances against the Commanders during that short week?
Oh, I think the Eagles will win. I think the Commanders have a better chance than if they had played the regular Sunday full rest situation. Mm. Although, Ron Rivera, man, we say very few nice things about Ron Rivera on this show. Had the Eagles' number.
Yeah.
Always brought his A game against the Eagles. Couldn't beat the Giants to save his life. But had the Eagles' number a lot of times. I would say his biggest wins were the Eagles' games and when they beat the undefeated Steelers. So maybe he does his best football in Pennsylvania. Who's to say?
Maybe. We'll see.
Commanders tomorrow, which I'm excited about.
Yeah.
I talk about the Commanders a lot, so it'll be good to get a fresh perspective on the Commanders here. I'm going to talk about the Commanders after the break. How about that for a tease? Also, one of my favorite chain restaurants is coming to Richmond, so we'll dive into that. The dinner rolls in the break room. We need to set a line on how long the dinner rolls will be there. We'll do all that on the other side. It's MP on the mic. It's Tuesday. This is 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. A lot of international sports. Copa America today. Argentina takes on Canada. Spain against France in the Euros. I'm sure AWOD will get you ready for that. To me, it's all this Novak Djokovic taunting the crowd at Wimbledon. Wimbledon's such a... Yeah, that's a very tame British crowd. They don't get rowdy for much. He went full. This is a full WWE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Promo right here.
And to all those people that have chosen to disrespect the player, in this case me, have a good night.
Good night, boo. He's the last one standing. He can say whatever he wants to say. He's the elder statesman.
Have a good night.
For all you people disrespecting players, I will not stand for disrespect of players, especially because that player is, checks notes, me. It's me. I'm the player being disrespected. No. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. No respect in this world.
Good Googa Mooga!
Oh, that's the stuff good Wimbledons are made of right there. I will say this. I think the COVID stuff has largely aged well for Novak Djokovic. Because he was the anti-vax guy, and that, you know, people booed him for that for a while. I think people are largely over that to an extent that, like, anti-Semitism, Kyrie Irving, yeah, that's gonna hang with him for the rest of his career, right? Like, I didn't get the vaccine. That was a big deal in the moment. I think in time that will fade. Whatever you thought about that decision of his, we're kind of moving on as a society. He can play his tennis now. Good night.
Have a good night.
That's great. That's good Wimbledon right there. That's how you get this show to talk about Wimbledon. This show also talks about all things conspiracy related. We call it the Conspiracy Corner.
What's going on here?
Conspiracy theories.
A lot of conspiracy theories out there.
I don't know.
You don't know who you're messing with.
So let's get to it.
Hazel, dealer's choice here. You want to start with Boeing or the Monolith?
We have to start with the Monolith.
I don't think you're on. Are you on?
I'm not on.
I think the button got sticky.
Ugh.
The button got sticky.
All I too do many is press buttons.
Too many people eating dinner rolls in here.
They're all buttery.
The button got sticky. Sorry, you want to start with the Monolith?
We have to start with the Monolith because you don't believe in aliens.
Look, here's the thing. It's a giant unexplained structure that just popped up in the middle of nowhere.
Yep.
A group has taken credit for it, but we don't know how legitimate this is. This one's in Colorado. This is a new one. This is the third monolith of the year. It's just a tall piece of metal that is 8 feet tall, 4 feet wide, ended up in the middle of the Morning Fresh Dairy Farm in Bellevue, Colorado. Lori Graves is the owner of the Morning Fresh Dairy Farm. Thank you for your service providing fresh milk to America. Told local station KDVR, they're on your side, that she has no idea how the deep, shiny structure ended up on her property. I have ideas, but I don't want to ruin the mystery around it, Graves explained to the station. People have been showing up to her business wanting to see the alien monolith. Just last week, Las Vegas Police Department said a similar shiny reflective structure was spotted by its search and rescue unit near Gas Peak. Ooh-hoo-hoo. Okay. All right.
Uh-huh.
So, big, big month for the monoliths.
Big monolith month, yeah.
So, three in the span of a year, they're popping up. Colorado Dairy Farm, Las Vegas, and Ireland, I think. So they're
somewhere in Russia, I think.
They're choosing selectively.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like if I were to invade the planet Earth, Colorado would be definitely my first bet.
Well, it's pointy, you know, with the mountains, so you can see it from a distance. I caused a stir on this program 2 weeks ago with my statement that I don't believe there are aliens out there, which is not a bit that I'm doing. That is an actual belief of mine. I was reading an article it wasn't about aliens, but it referenced there was a philosopher, and his theory is that there is no civilization out there that could get so advanced that it could contact another civilization without first blowing itself up. That
Ooh.
Essentially, by the time we got good enough to communicate with whatever's out there, we would have nuked ourselves first, and the whole thing's a moot point. That's a fascinating take.
That is.
Because obviously our technology is not good enough to say, hey, to give the fist bump across the galaxy.
Yeah.
The theory is by the time any society gets there, it first would have blown itself up. Like,
I can't say he's wrong.
It hits a reset button at a certain point. Looking around.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Something to think about. I'm still a no. I just think all that out there, we would have heard from them by now. We'll get to Boeing tomorrow because the wheel fell off the plane as it took off and hit a car in the airport parking lot. What are we doing here? What are we doing here?
We're not building planes, that's for sure.
Not building good planes. What happened to just normal American normal American engineering and know-how? We're back with hour number two. Trey Wilson joins us. He's the voice of the Flying Squirrels. They're giving away hot dog-scented candles. We'll ask him about it. This is 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. Hour number two, MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. All those things we say and you know and you love them about our program. We've given away our Nitro Cross tickets. We did it early in the show today. We'll do it late in the show tomorrow. We'll mix it up. You never know when we'll make the call, but Nitro Cross returns to Richmond Raceway September 7th and 8th. I'm sorry, Nitro Cross doesn't return to Richmond Raceway. Nitro Cross makes its Richmond Raceway debut September 7th and 8th. 910 The Fan, of course, the home of the Flying Squirrels. 11:15, our guy Marlon rejoins the program. We'll talk about Joe Burrow's suggestion for the NFL schedule. But you know, on Tuesdays, we love to check in with our guy Trey Wilson, voice of the Flying Squirrels, and set the table for the week ahead. I'm going to doubly enjoy this conversation. I guess triply enjoy this conversation. We didn't get to talk to Trey last week because I was out. And then next week is the All-Star midseason break in AA baseball. So let's make the most of this week. Trey, what's up, dude?
Hey, Michael, thanks for having me. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Six-game homestand here. Split last week. Weird week, obviously, with the fourth. Had a couple of three-game sets there. What's the vibe around the Flying Squirrels right now?
Yeah, well, the crowds have been awesome at home the last few games, which, I mean, that's really been going on all year, all the last several years, however you want to. But it's just been... it's been great to be at home. We're at home so much over this month, and it's so nice after, you know, being somewhere at the beginning of last week where the crowds were small and not much energy going on. It was nice to be back home for a few days and have a packed house and some engaged crowds. The team had been playing pretty well, and just for some reason not winning very many games at home, but got a win in the last game Saturday to kind of hold over through the off days, and chance this week to face the Nationals AA affiliates and a team that the Flying Squirrels have played well against this year, although they haven't played them in a while.
And not just a win on Saturday, but a 12-inning walk-off win. Had a little bit of excitement out at the Diamond.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've had a walk-off win. It'd been since April, and that one was on an error, so it's not really quite as fun. But yeah, Turner Hill, welcome to town, dude. one of his, he's been here for like a week. He gets himself a walk-off hit, and yeah, it was a good thing that there's a couple of days off in a row, give a chance for some of the bullpen arms to rest and recover after having to cover not just 12 games in 12 days, which used to be normal, but that just doesn't happen anymore. But on the very last day to go 12 innings, definitely a little taxing on the bullpen for how things are structured these days. And they did a great job. So, yeah, it's always fun to win on the last at bat of the game, give the crowd something to cheer for, and then go right into the fireworks. The Saturday night walk-off makes it a little bit more fun.
Walk-off with fireworks, that's all the good things right there. What wasn't me, I wasn't bringing the good luck. I was there last Sunday for the Bluey appearance, brought the kids over, but that was the 12-3 Somerset win. So I'm not the one bringing the good mojo over there, but the kids got cone ice. They got to see Bluey. Everybody left happy. That's the important thing out at Funville. Trey Wilson joins us on Tuesdays to set the table for the week ahead. Flying Squirrels taking on the Harrisburg Senators. That is the Nationals affiliate. As we talk about affiliates, I was excited to see that Helio Ramos was picked to the San Francisco Giants All-Star team. And it's fun to see not just former Squirrels have success, but his comeback story, period, after he almost didn't make it out of spring training this year.
Yeah, he actually didn't make the team out of camp this year at all, which, you know, he was in AAA with Sacramento. You know, with Elliot Ramos, it's pretty crazy. He was a three-time Futures game participant. You know, usually you don't see anybody there more than once because usually they're in the big leagues that year, the next year. And he was a top 100 prospect for years. The talent was always there. It had taken a little while to harness it. You know, it's people sometimes they'll say, you know, what's wrong with this guy? He's not immediately turning into a major league success. He was so young when he got to the big leagues. When he came to Richmond, Elliot Ramos was the youngest player in the history of the Flying Squirrels.
Wow.
It did get passed, but it was a little bit of a weird situation. But he was barely 19 years old when he got here. And I still remember his first AA home run. He hit it off the video board. And I was like, this kid's 19? Holy, you know. and now we're starting to see that in the big leagues. So we're super excited for him. He's an all-star. Along with Elliot Ramos, we're really excited for Logan Webb. It's hard to believe that this is his first all-star pick. He's been the ace of the Giants for a few years. last year was a weird schedule timing thing because he had thrown the Sunday before the All-Star game. They didn't add him as one of the reserves. But that doesn't make any sense to me. It's like, if you deserve to be an All-Star, you should be an All-Star even if you're not able to pitch. So that's stupid. But we're excited for Webby to also get his first All-Star nod. It's been a while since the Squirrels have had an All-Star. And Webby's the first pitcher ever selected as an All-Star from the Richmond alumni. So we're awfully excited for both those guys. A couple of really good Squirrels, a couple of guys that I really like.
Man, I'm old enough to remember the actual punch cards that you got in the stadium. You know, they'd send it off and scan them, and then they had a night and they announced the All-Stars. And progress is great, and I'm not against it, but it's a weird process now where they unveil it over several days, and we have Twitter votes, and there's a lot of moving parts here on the All-Star game. And I guess what I'm saying, Trey, is I miss the punch card.
No hanging chads, though, in the All-Star votes.
Exactly.
I tell you what, that's a 25-year-old reference that I mentioned to some 25-year-olds the other day, and they got it. So believe it or not, that still holds.
No matter how old you were when that happened, if you were at a ballpark and filled out a punch card and tried to like grab six cards and punch out six times for your face, I mean, I voted so many times for the Kansas City Royals, and they never made it, Trey. They never got a starter, but that's okay. I kept voting. I kept punching. I'm sure I've got one sitting in my parents' basement somewhere.
Yeah, you know, I kind of miss the Eastern League midseason All-Stars, too. They got rid of those when they got rid of the All-Star games. I wish they would at least still recognize a team. So if anybody out there in New York on Park Avenue that runs our league is listening, hey, can you bring back the Eastern League midseason All-Stars? We got some guys that need to be represented and recognized.
I still proudly rock my Flying Squirrels Eastern League All-Star game hat. That was a great weekend. The highlight of that was they sent Parney up on one of those cherry picker lifts, and Will Clark tried to hit him with a baseball during batting practice. It's as wild as it sounds. It was a fun weekend. So I guess you know, if you're not in the Futures game, you just get a couple days off here next week. That's probably good for everybody.
Yep, that's pretty much how it's going. No All-Star games in the minor leagues anymore. The Flying Squirrels did it so well that they decided to never do any ever again.
Yes.
I mean, that's pretty much how it went. It's not really the reason, but it's kind of a little bit bittersweet that they don't have the All-Star games anymore. It was a ton of work, and they were very hard to get off the ground and get going. And they were very hard to do well. There were some teams in this league who did those extremely well, like the one here in 2019, which I can brag on my teammates here because I kind of walked into that one already being set up. That was my first year here. Didn't really have anything to do with it. Thought it was the best one I've ever seen. And then there were some that kind of weren't that fun, but the fact that we don't take a minute in the middle of the season to break and recognize the All-Star players, something that we've done for 100 years, I think we need to bring that back.
There you go, bring it back. Trey Wilson joins us on Tuesday. Set the table for the week ahead for the Flying Squirrels. They'll play six in a row here. 6:35 starts all week. 6:05 Saturday. 1:35 matinee, of course, on Sunday. It's Richmond 34 Legacy Weekend, something you guys have done for a while now, which is very special, and I'm sure you'll mention that. But, Trey, I do want to ask, Wednesday night hot dog-scented candle giveaway. Have you smelled the candle yet?
I haven't yet. I've seen it, and it looks awesome. I will say, people are like, I don't know if I want things to smell like hot dogs. I can say that my booth is right over top of the hot dog cart at the Diamond, and that smell of hot dogs that wafts in there every night during our broadcast is just the best smell. And if I could make my house smell like that, that would be incredible. I don't know. I'd probably never stop eating and be a problem, but it's... I'm looking forward to seeing how this smells.
You're not talking to an audience that you need to convince they want their house to smell like hot dogs. If you're listening to this program, you understand why you need a hot dog scented candle. First 1,000 fans age 15 and older tomorrow night at the Diamond. Hot dogs just $1 all night, and it's canine night. If you bring your dog dressed as a hot dog, they can enter to win a squirrely prize pack. So big night at the Diamond tomorrow night.
Yeah. I wish my house always smelled like hot dogs. This is fun to me though. This is like the essence of minor league baseball promotions over the last like 2.5 decades. It's fun. It's creative. It's something nobody has really thought of before. And I think that it's a fun kind of break in the middle of the season. You know, we do a lot of awesome things here, and it's good to kind of get back to the heart. Not that we've gotten away from those, but it's one of those kind of like the quintessential minor league baseball promotional giveaways, and there are only so many ideas out there, so it's fun to see one of those kind of creep back up in there.
I love it. He joins us every night on 910 The Fan, calling Flying Squirrels baseball tonight. 6-game homestand starts. Trey Wilson, thank you for the time.
Thanks for having me. I'll talk to y'all later tonight.
All right. He'll be on the air right here at 910. And I want to mention Wednesday night as well, not just hot dog night, but they're going to do a special tribute to Kat. You remember Kat's Mix Cafe on Mix 98.1. Kat passed away last week. Very sad, over the 4th of July. A lot of us here are still working through that and missing her immensely. And she was, of course, a great friend to all. With animal rescue was her big cause, and she oversaw a lot of great efforts in that space. And so fitting that the Squirrels are going to honor her on dog night at the ballpark. You can bring your dog. She would have loved that. We miss Kat. We'll be out there Wednesday night celebrating her. We'll continue to celebrate her. And of course, there's more information about all that on the Mix website. So that was a little bit of sad news we got last week. We'll celebrate her life at the Diamond. I know, like, when you start working here at Odyssey, like, you walk around and you're like, there's a lot of, like, famous people here. And Kat was one of those people for me. Like, I know who you are. Like, I don't know what you look like, but I know who you are.
When I heard her voice, I was like, wait a minute.
She's Kat.
Oh, yeah?
Kat's Mix Cafe. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We'll miss Kat a lot, but she was always amazing around here, brought a smile to our days. Come out to the Diamond. We'll all be out there Wednesday night celebrating Kat and her work with local animal shelters. We're back with more MP on the Mic right after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
MP on the Mic. 105
Tuesday morning. Thanks for sticking with us. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Great to have you with us through the summer months here. Always enjoy the summer programs. Lots of fun, lots to get to. A little bit of news today from Dallas. Dak Prescott, you remember the report last week that he was seen in a walking boot. Dak Prescott speaking at his camp. Says the reason he was on a walking boot was because some soreness developed in his surgically repaired right ankle following two hard workouts. He was just being cautious as he was going on a vacation. He does not anticipate it being an issue when training camp begins. I love the drama always swirls around the Cowboys, and none of this will matter when the games begin because the Cowboys are good. That's a good roster, and that's a team that's built to win in the regular season, notwithstanding how the playoffs have gone for them. I don't necessarily buy that this is anything beyond precaution. You see a lot of guys wear those braces in the off season through the off season workouts. That said, a Dak injury would be pretty devastating to the Cowboys and their hopes this year. I don't know that there's a ton of talent there, right? Trey Lance, Cooper Rush. I don't know that those are names that can get this team to where they want to be, which is going to be 12 wins, playoff appearance, home playoff games, right back where they left off last year. I think Dak's health is going to be a very major factor this season. I think in the next few years, you're going to see teams really prioritize that backup quarterback position, be willing to pay for it. I always loved Colt McCoy here, thought he was a great backup quarterback. You know, guy like Colt McCoy's not going to start 17 games anywhere, but he provided solid, consistent play off the bench. He jumped in. He did what he needed to do. I thought Jacoby Brissett was a great backup option. May get a chance to start a little bit in New England this year. Wouldn't surprise me if he did. That's what you want. I think you'll see teams realize how important that backup quarterback spot is as we get, you know, we're talking about 18 games, right? 17 games, 18 games. You can't afford to have your quarterback miss a significant amount of time and be caught off guard and not be ready to handle that. So Dak Prescott at his camp doing his thing with the kids, says he'll be ready to go for training camp. No holdout, continues to have talks with the Cowboys, but will not be holding out. And as we mentioned, we keep saying this with regard to Brandon Ayuk, there's no reason for a player to hold out anymore because the rules give the team all the cards. If you hold out, then you're going to lose a lot of money, and you're still going to end up playing for the team you held out for. You can't force your way out anymore. Those days are long gone for NFL players, and I think for Brandon Ayuk, you look at, there's no reason why the Niners would possibly trade him going into a Super Bowl or bust year with their roster. The draft picks don't do anything for them. If you traded him, you would want commensurate talent that could play right now. Very few teams interested in trading a happy wide receiver for a disgruntled wide receiver. You don't see a lot of those deals go down. We'll give you our perfectly functional guy for your disgruntled guy. Let's make a deal. Let's make that happen. I mentioned this yesterday during Crosstalk with AWOD, because the U.S. Olympic basketball team has been set, and they have dubbed themselves the Avengers, which caught me off guard. Now, they are avenging their four consecutive gold medals in this event at the Olympics. But what they are avenging is their FIBA World Cup fourth place performance last year, which I think brought the question all of our minds, well, why? It's a different event. It's a different event, and it's the Olympics. We bring our best team to the Olympics. I understand there were good players at the FIBA Basketball World Cup, but that's a different event. If you want to avenge a FIBA loss, go to the next FIBA World Cup and go avenge it. But there's no, like, this whole we play with a chip on our shoulder thing, I get that. Everybody's always trying to play with a chip on their shoulder. There's no chip. We're the best in the world. We're going to push everybody around. We're going to win a gold medal. And that's it. We'll come home with the gold medal. I continue to see no possible way United States men don't win a gold medal in basketball with that roster. It's so stacked. It's loaded. It's loaded. And, you know, look, if they have to do the Michael Jordan thing, nobody believes in us. Nobody believes in this team that is heavy betting favorites to win the gold medal. Do whatever you got to do.
Yeah. I saw some of the clips from training practice. Oh my gosh, it doesn't even look fair. I'm seeing Curry like drain threes from half court, turn around, run back, and point at LeBron as he's running back. I'm like, is there a competition? Is there going to be a struggle? Like I know it's great to see him win, but like, give me something.
The other games will be good because there's more international talent than ever before, and I'm glad France is having its moment, because the Olympics are in France, and presumably that'll be a good team. Sar, the Wizards' top pick, is from France, and so they'll have a fun team. But no, we're avenging our fourth place finish at the FIBA Basketball World Cup, a thing you didn't know existed until we told you it existed recently.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, the FIBA World Cup last year was held at the Mall of Asia Arena,
okay,
in the Philippines.
Mm.
Yeah. Do you remember it taking place?
No, I mean...
Total
non-event. Sorry if it makes me a bad, intern, but I should...
No, total non-event. Total non-event. What's important is we bring the best in the world together every 4 years. We dominate the rest of the world in the legacy of the Dream Team, as the original one did. We took the bronze that 1 year. Mm. That was the Larry Brown year.
Yeah.
That's the next one was the Avengers. This is not the Avengers. This is just a group that's going to go mop the floor with everybody in France.
Like, absolutely, dominate.
Absolutely. I do love watching these guys play together, though, because it is always, especially when they win the first games, by 40 points. Now, it'll get tougher later because there is some NBA doubt. Giannis is going to play for the Greek team.
Okay.
You're gonna have some name players, right, and I think some good competition. The other thing I love is with the Olympics in France, we'll get some daytime games. We'll be in here watching some Olympics, and it's not gonna be late night games. It's gonna be in our sweet spot here.
Yeah,
we don't get a lot of
on besides Cowboys and Indians.
But we have a TV here to watch sports when sports happen. Stubb has commandeered it for the Western Channel. I'm sure it has a name of some sort. Nobody knows.
Heroes and Icons, I think.
Heroes and Icons. Yeah. We're watching some Heroes and Icons in here.
Yeah, someone's got to pay attention.
it's one of these black and white old Western movies with some cowboys, and there's some guns, people getting shot. Play-by-play of the 910 The Fan TV. That's what the summer months are made of. We're back. We'll wrap this up. We'll cross-talk with AWOD. We're here with you all week, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Let's close up shop on this Tuesday. Send you off to AWOD Radio, 3 hours, live and local. Lots to talk about today. AWOD's right next to me, of course. Full house studio here today. Novak Djokovic, look, you're my tennis guy. We played the clip. He's letting loose here.
Yeah, I mean, he's a little bit upset with the audience there in Wimbledon.
Which is, the Wimbledon audience normally very... They don't get riled up.
Right. Well, so the bit is kind of funny to me because he was playing Holger Rune. And they were ruining, but they were also booing. And then they were saying, like, go Rafa Nadal. He's not even in the tournament. So obviously they just don't like Djokovic. A lot of people don't like Djokovic.
Yes. I thought he would age well, though. He's the last of the Titans. You know, there's respect for the... He really hasn't, though. I misread that one entirely.
Well, I don't know how he's playing in this tournament after having surgery after the French Open, literally like 24 days ago. But I was a little worried that with Federer retiring and Nadal getting injured, that Djokovic was going to rack up Grand Slam to Grand Slam to Grand Slam. It hasn't been as easy for him.
Yeah, he's got a path here, but that not a sure thing by any stretch.
No,
a lot
for
of good
sure.
competition out there. You know, anytime we have AWOD on, it's time for a little crosstalk.
Two hosts enter.
Let's get it on right now, all right?
Two hosts will also leave, but in between, all bets are off. This is Crosstalk with MP and AWOD.
Okay, let's get this show on the road.
The Athletic Brewery, they make non-alcoholic beer.
Okay.
You remember, we used to laugh at that, right? O'Doul's and, you know, all those, like, yeah. knockoff ones. The Athletic Brewing is now worth $800 million, is the fastest-growing segment of the beer industry. They make good-tasting non-alcoholic beer. This is the fastest-growing alcohol segment in America.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
I don't know many people that drink that at all.
No, but...
Like, if I'm not drinking alcohol, give me a Diet Coke.
That's where I'm at. Like, I guess there's people who want the taste, but the taste has never been the thing for me.
It also, you know, that's a social thing, right? Like, hey, I'm DDing tonight. I'm not going to drive. So let me hold this beer and look like I'm getting after it with the boys.
Need a can of something. Absolutely. Which brings me to, I want to talk about, you announced AWOD's Football Fest 2 while I was gone. I want to catch me up on this. Tell me all the details.
Oh, yeah. August 24th, River City Roll, 3 to 7 p.m. We will have a full football season preview show where we will talk high school football with Gary and Gary that broadcast the games, Lane Casadante as well. College football season preview with representatives from JMU, ODU, Virginia Tech, UVA. And then a little NFL, and that's when I was hoping you could join me on
yes,
stage
sir.
Because you are our Commander's insider.
Wouldn't miss it. That's going to be a ton of fun. We'll have training camp well underway then as well, so we'll know a thing
yeah,
or two.
Yeah, it's cool because August 24th is Football Fest. It's week zero of college football. There is one game that night. And then the next day, Sunday the 25th, that's Redskins Commanders at Patriots.
That is the nationally televised preseason game.
Yeah.
They've got this. It's the third one, though. So, in all likelihood, Jaden Daniels isn't actually going to play. So, I'm unclear where the juice is here.
I'm also unclear on how coaches do the new preseason with it three games.
Yeah.
Like, do you always sit the quarterback week three? What did we do last year with Sam Howell?
Sat him. And there's also the two joint practices.
Yeah.
So, there's essentially four full opportunities for hard work.
So, the joint practices we know are
the
Miami?
The Jets and the Dolphins.
Oh, the Jets.
The Jets.
So, the Patriots will not be a joint practice
that
at all.
Will not be. No, that'll just be the one-off on Sunday. Now, you remember the Patriots came down to Richmond way back in the day.
Yeah. It's actually perfect because the Patriots are the worst of those three teams there, the Jets and the Dolphins.
They had to schedule it around the two road games because with all the construction right now in Ashburn, they can't accommodate a second team. They actually can barely accommodate their team right now as they're building out the Ashburn facility.
That's what I wanted to bring up with you. Should we be upset at all at the owner, Josh Harris, because training camp is not...
Honeymoon's over, baby.
I mean, I don't understand why it's sold out. Like, bring in more stands. Don't we want the most fans in attendance possible?
So last year what they did was they had people park at the Dulles Town Center Mall, and they put them on shuttle buses and drove them over and then drove them back. I can't weigh in on how the logistics of that worked. They're not doing that this year. They're having people park at the facility.
Because of that, they're allowing less attendance.
The capacity is however many cars they can park.
Yeah, that's stupid.
As opposed to opening up more.
We used to do the shuttle all the time.
Yeah, I don't know why there's no shuttle, if that's cost, logistics, whatever it is. It does feel like at this stage of the courting people to come back as fans game, you can't have too much access for fans.
Right, and also... enough with this being in Ashburn. Next year, it's got to be somewhere else. It's got to be.
Or do an occasional, like do a couple nights somewhere, or go, you know, those first few days where they don't do anything anyway, take it around the states. Take it out to Annapolis. Take it to Virginia Beach. Take it out to Roanoke. I think there's a market there for
that. Yeah, that's exactly my point, is training camp is a chance to extend the audience, right?
Yes.
I mean, back in the day, they had it in, what, Pennsylvania?
Yeah, so you look at the footprint of Washington fans, used to extend all the way down to Charlotte.
Right.
Now, obviously, that's a Panthers market now. But
there are still some Skins fans in Charlotte.
Sure, but look at our guy Marlon, our intern this hour, Panthers fan.
Right.
Like, people in this area are starting to defect. People in Maryland are defecting big time to the Ravens. I get why. Lamar's a ton of fun. That team wins. Better stadium experience. This is not customer retention mode. This is customer acquisition mode. This is not about, like, oh, these people left because of Dan Snyder. Let's go get them back. They're going to have to make some new fans out of this next generation.
I think if this team is good this year, the next year, the year after that, the fan base extends to Delaware and down to Charlotte if they're good, if they're relevant. You got people coming out of the closet, oh, I haven't been to a game in 15 years, right? If they're bad, it's Northern Virginia, D.C.
Yeah, it's the people. There is a group of people who lived through the Super Bowls who will forever be Redskins fans, period.
Yeah.
You can't budge them off of it. It is part of their identity. Maybe they watch, maybe they don't watch, maybe they go, maybe they don't go, but they could never, ever, ever see themselves saying, I'm a Ravens fan or I'm a Panthers fan.
Right.
But then you got the kids, and I say kids, your age, you don't remember those. I mean, those glory days are a fleeting memory to you. You got Marlon over here. Marlon doesn't know anything of any success by this franchise. You're not retaining that customer. You got to make him a fan, period. He never became one.
Right.
It never happened in his lifetime.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people are going to pick your team based on who your father rooted for.
Sure.
But, you know, there are people that just, hey, I like this color.
Over
this
time,
team was my favorite player or something like that.
That'll only take you so far. You got to back it up. So
yeah.
They got some work to do. I do like Jaden Daniels. I think he's the guy. Football Fest 2, though. I'm excited for Football Fest.
Franchise too. Mode. We're building a franchise. Last year, it was just me. Now we've added MP on the mic.
Love it. See you there. 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.